This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, April the 30th, last day of the fourth month of 2020. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. This is the internationally known DJV program. And today is a special day. Well, every day is actually special, I think, as most people are special, whether you give yourself credit or not for being special. In this circumstance, I'm going to give the listeners of our program, we're all special, the people that are listening, the people that are on the program, people that produce the program. We are going to spend much of our time today on the air talking about this problem we have in America with people that don't have enough food, underscored, but certainly not because of the situation with the coronavirus. That is, prior to us getting ourselves involved in this, that is, all of us who are in America, around the world, trying to deal with the COVID-19, there were plenty of people in our country, plenty of people in the wealthiest nations of the world, poorest nation of the world, that didn't have enough to eat. The challenge is, though, as we've gone into this with Feeding America since the past, 3 months probably, I guess we could say, safely, more and more people out of work, more and more people are homeless, more and more people can't eat. So I'd like you to spend a moment thinking about this. And if you're driving, you can't do this, but you can imagine. If you aren't, please close your eyes and imagine 14, 15, 16 million American children not being able to have breakfast today, not being able to have lunch today, not being able to have dinner today, or maybe you call it supper in your house, but not being able to eat even one square meal. There are millions of youngsters. Never mind the adults, another piece of the population. Somewhere between 30 and 40 million Americans are out of work, but there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are homeless, more so because of the situation we find ourselves in. And I'd like you to imagine all of these children, all of these adults, who, if we play our cards right and do the right thing, I don't know if right thing is the word, if we do our work here today and going into the future, imagine a day when no one in America will feel hunger. No child will be hungry ever again. That's what today is about, starting something with an outfit called Radio Cares that we've all put together, hundreds of radio stations around the country joining together today to work for the best part of all of us. Even though many of us are squeezed financially, there are people, there's always somebody who isn't as well off as you are. Always. So we put in the past 3 weeks, we put together this event today called Feeding America. It's a radiothon that is under the auspices of RadioCares.org. And that's the group of radio stations that are working together, banding together, to raise money so that we can have a day when there is not any hunger in America. No child will ever feel hunger again. That's the goal here. That's what this is all about. So the best of radio happens today. Here, wherever we are, hundreds of radio stations that carry this program and hundreds of other radio stations that have other programs, music or whatever. This is a team effort. So I'm going to suggest that you go. There are a number of places you can go to donate money, and you can find out more about what's going on, the situation, from Seattle to New Rochelle, Baton Rouge to San Francisco. Food banks across the country are doing what they do best, feeding people who are in need. So this network that we've put together, Feeding America, has been around for quite a while. I know Victoria has supported it. Jennifer has in the past. It is, and in fact, the largest hunger relief organization in our country. It's included in disasters all the time, any of the hurricanes, tornadoes, things that happen that cause a disruption in the food chain, any national emergency. These people have been around. The most vulnerable people need to know now. So here's what we're doing. I'm suggesting that we go to Doug. Well, I was going to say Doug. So you can go to DougStephanNetworks.com because all the programs that I host and that we produce are there. And there's a button on the top of the page that asks you to click it to donate money for Feeding America. You can do that at DJV Show on Twitter, and also if you go to Facebook.com/DJV Show, you can do it there. Most importantly, you can do it at DJVShow.com on our website. You can also text FEED to 95819 to have the donation link sent right to your phone. That's texting FEED to 95819. All of the donations, and this is why I'm doing this, among other things. The idea is great. Helping people is what I think we're all about. People ask me that all the time, what I think life is all about. Life is about helping people. It really is. Helping in any number of ways that you can. We're not here alone, so we ought not to be thinking alone. At least that's my philosophy. Anyway, you can have your own philosophy. But one of the reasons that I decided to do this to Feeding America is because every single penny goes directly to Feeding America. So all the money that is raised today by Radio Cares goes directly to the people who are in need, to the people who help the people who need the food. Don't know how much better I can make it than that, how much more help we can be than that. And if you're trying to find, the easiest way, by the way, to find DJVShow.com is to use Chrome as the browser. I found we've been having our issues, as we always do with technology, those of us who kind of scratch us. So, yeah, what's this all about? It is very important for you to, I guess, to get the essence of how we can do this, of anything. Nickels, dimes, quarters, children, adults, everybody. This national food fundraising effort to support people facing hunger and the food banks that help them. So, as I said, we'll go through this any number of times today. Matter of fact, there are stories of people who are in need. And even though we can't do them all, we can't play them all, we can't hear from all of them, we have a number of folks who will be prominent today. And here's one of the stories. Well, maybe we don't have that story. I thought we had that story. Let us move into second gear here. 14 past the hour. This is the DJV program. I know we have an issue or two with...
Food banks across Louisiana are seeing more people at our doors and our distributions, and we're creating additional distributions to make up for several factors. You know, we have food pantries.
Okay, I guess we do. We have some technical issues here. So, but I have given you the essence of what really we're requesting you to do today, and let's play what we can play and do what we can do. If you're a hardworking American that has been paying too much in taxes, this is good news for you. Money is important right now to all of us as food. Whatever our situation, it's not as good as it was 3 or 4 months ago. So if you haven't, the tax returns that have been sent into the IRS over the last 2, 3, 4 years, if you can gather them all together and call Family Tax Service at 800-262-0318, they're going to help you get back at least $5,000 from these prior year tax returns. Help yourself to your money. This isn't the government's money. They always say, well, the government's going to pay for this. The government's going to pay for anything unless we pay. So we all know what the situation is. We're going to be late filing our tax returns. Most people are this year and paying in. But you know what? You want help individually? Call 800-262-0318. and get the IRS to send you back $5,000, courtesy of the Family Tax Service, which is filled with people who used to be IRS tax experts. They were auditors, and a bunch of them got together and said, you know what, a lot of people aren't getting back the money they deserve under the system that we have. So let's see if we can help people get an extra $5,000 or more back from the IRS. 800-262-0318. Make this call. Get back the money. If you don't, you don't pay anything. You don't get back that much money, they can't help you. They won't charge you anything. It's only money. If you get it, you get they take a percentage of it. But this is, listen, any, even if you get $300 back, we can all use that now. So let's help yourself to help yourself. 800-262-0318.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
It's one of those organizations that just they do with a little bit of money you can do so much, and I think that's why it's an organization that I'm really happy that we're working with today, and certainly an organization that I've been very happy to support in the past.
If you go to either DougStefan.com or DJVShow.com, you'll see on the top of the page prominently a lot of information about what we're doing. About the people who are involved in this. Could be your uncle, could be your grandmother, could be anybody that could be helped by this. So you can donate at the website, djvshow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Music, an important part of the day, important part of our lives every day. So we spend a few minutes every hour during this portion of each hour to bring you up to date on some good musical stories, people. You recognize Randy Newman here?
Oh, yeah.
Song called It's Money That Matters. So the story is, the song is wrapped around the story of this year's Newport Folk and Jazz Festival and the fact it'd been canceled because of the health situation, safety concerns, that sort of thing. Jay Sweet, who's the executive producer of the festival, said, quote, "I believe we can emerge from this adversity stronger and more connected than ever. The Newport Folk and Jazz Festivals are two of the most historic and also longest running festivals in the country. The Jazz Festival began in 54, Folk Festival in 59. This year's Newport Folk Festival would have featured Randy Newman singing here, Mandy Moore. Jazz Festival was to include names like Wynton Marsalis, Nora Jones, Diana Krall, Jimmy Cliff. We promise we will all commute back together, we'll come together on another day, another weekend. Till then, be present, be kind, be open, be together, be strong, be well. Ticket holders have the option of receiving a full refund, applying their tickets to a membership that essentially gives them a free sale package for next year, or donating their tickets to the Newport Festival Foundation, which has kickstarted a COVID musician relief fund to provide aid to artists who have played either festival in the past and may be in need. So, that's up to you. But for me, I think I'd want to have my money back and use it as I want.
Yeah, for right now, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing to do. All right, so that's that story of another cancellation. And it's beginning to get to me because I think we're going too far out into the future. We don't know what the future's going to hold. I think there's way too much push on this, way too far out. All right, anyway, let's see. It's almost 26 past the hour. The Grammy Museum hosting a special Instagram Live event to honor the 13th anniversary of Amy Winehouse's single Back to Black. That's going to take place tonight, Victoria.
I'm excited for this. I was a big Amy Winehouse fan, so yeah. I think it's going to be great.
I wasn't until she died. I didn't know much about her until she died. And then I became very interested in her music. So this exhibit is called...
Just so unique, too. Yeah, such a great voice.
It's haunting. There's a haunting quality to it, a maturity that she didn't have age-wise. So the exhibit is called The Style of Amy Winehouse. Opened up actually in January, taking place on the Grammy Museum's official Instagram account. The event's hosted by journalist Eve Barlow and features interviews with Amy Winehouse's stylist Naomi Perry, some other close friends. Let's see, JoJo looking back on Winehouse's influence on her music. So you'll have to help me with JoJo a little.
She's a pop singer.
She
was very young when she started and then had a horrible record deal that basically made her take 10 years off because she just didn't want to.
Oh.
And now she's back. And so,
okay, that's fair. Yes, okay. Yep. So after this event, which takes place from 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific time today, a virtual version of the exhibit will be made available on the Grammy Museum's website today and tomorrow. Beyond Black was set to run through April, but like the museum itself, it had to close. Like a lot of other institutions and exhibitions, the Grammy Museum is making a lot of their exhibits available virtually, along with educational programs, live conversations, stories with musicians and industry folks. Other currently open exhibits include celebrations of Ella Fitzgerald, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, and the Los Angeles punk scene. That sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So all of that at the Grammy Museum. I'm guessing it's GrammyMuseum.org.
Yeah. I think it is, yep. And it's also a great thing for kids. Kids are stuck at home still.
Yep.
This is great music education. Yep.
Yep. That's what they need. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says new coronavirus cases are continuing to decline. So he says governors will now take over and his administration's guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will begin to fade out. Speaking to a group of business leaders, including CEOs from the Waffle House and Toyota, President Trump says they will be important to an economic restart.
They're great companies and they'll do very well, hopefully better than ever before, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand.
Vice President Mike Pence says 35 states are now making plans to reopen, and
they'll have more tests on hand.
We're doing more than a million tests a week now, 5.8 million tests total. We expect by next month very quickly to be at a capacity to do more than 2 million tests a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. The government has released proof that the economy is taking a hit due to COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the first negative GDP number in 6 years, GDP being the broadest measure of the performance of the U.S. economy, and it shrank by more than analysts had predicted during the year's first quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that it shrank by 4.8% as the coronavirus pandemic started biting deep into the economy. Experts had forecast a 3.5% decline. President Trump, though, staying optimistic.
There's a tremendous feeling of optimism in this country. I can only say that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, 34 after the hour now on the DJV program for this Thursday. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Pretty excited, pretty pumped up about what we're doing. And if you go to I don't know whether we need to send people to Radio Kids. We'll just give you an update on what's going on. You can donate at DJVshow.com. Are you doing this on your morning local morning program, Jennifer, in Los Angeles?
Not that I know of.
Really?
But we'll find out. Yeah.
Well,
I know our station. I think our station, our corporate, on a corporate level, is participating in all of this. So, we're part of it.
This is a personal thing for me. I think that Victoria has said that she's dealt before with Feeding America. I don't know whether you have, Jennifer, although I noticed that California, the food supply initiative that's going on there, sort of the farm-to-table philosophy, this is something. I don't want to say that I've been talking about this for a number of years, but you've all heard me say in one way or another and in one discussion or another that we are in danger because of corporate farming. It's the same damn thing with everything else. The culprit here is greed. And the large corporations that have taken over much of the dairy industry, much of the growing, the stuff that you eat, and all the problems we talk about all the time with food having salmonella and E. coli and listeria, all are because we're getting away from local farms. And so part of this initiative, one of the things that appeals to me, is that a lot of the food that is produced and used locally that has heretofore been tossed is now going to have a redirect. And I think that some of the things, what I see here is the in the California situation anyway, Jen, is that the food banks are seeing a 73% increase in demand. And so what is being done, what can you use California as an example? Maybe you know some stuff going on in New Jersey, too, where you are, Victoria, to try to decrease the demand for farm goods. Whoever thought that America would be hungry? I mean, frankly, because there are 14, 15 million kids that go to bed every night hungry, it's appalling. And every once in a while I want to get on this, and then I look at these stupid effing laws that are on the books that keep restaurants from giving food to people for a reason that nobody can understand. And the same thing is true at grocery stores where there's food that may be off the time. I mean, we collect bread.
You want to hear
bread.
Something that's even more shocking? And Jen, you probably heard this too or picked up on this as well from Tiger King, of all things. I learned that at grocery stores and Walmart, that if you are shopping in the store and you pick up a piece of meat or anything from a refrigerated section and you get to check out and then you decide, oh, wait a second, I don't need that, and you tell the cashier here I don't need that, they throw that out. They don't restock that. That goes out. That gets tossed in the trash. And Joe Exotic, the Tiger King guy, was buying all of this meat, that, which is perfectly good. And he was feeding
the tigers
with it.
But he was also putting it on pizzas. So there was that, too.
That's not true. Yeah. But think of all of that. Why couldn't that be donated to all the hungry people?
Where's the common sense?
Hungry people
There's
in America.
So many dumb rules. It's the ugly produce that gets cast off, or the tin cans that get crushed, or my thing that I always can't stand is all the bread that gets put on the table and then nobody touches it.
Yep.
But you can't give it to a homeless person. Why couldn't we do that? It's just
why?
So
what
many
is,
protective
when you
laws,
ask that question, protecting who?
Well, that's
who's being
there's
protected?
So many, right. There's so many protective laws. And I would use this coronavirus as a perfect example of how we need to judge risk against reward, essentially. And what is more dangerous? And the question is it better to leave someone starving on the street?
Right.
Or is it better to make sure that they may not get a stomach ache?
Nonsensical.
Because touched a
and who is it? Why isn't there somebody on the national level looking at this? With
because
common
this
sense.
This is one of those stories that's not glamorous. So this is what drives me nuts.
God.
There are so many stories that could actually help Americans, that would bring Republicans and Democrats together, but it's not glamorous, so they don't want to touch it. You know, everybody's looking for that big win. And this, to me, would be a huge one if somebody would actually champion it.
There are 128 farmers in California who are involved in this thing there locally, the providing food boxes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, to answer your question about California, because I don't think we did, we just went off, but California has been experiencing a spike in people who are hungry or can't afford their grocery bills because so many people are out of work. So what some of the local municipalities have done, in addition to what the governor has set up, is a program that is, of course, funded, so it's you'll get paid for this. But I don't take issue with this so much because at least it's stimulating farmers and local businesses.
Well, farmers need the money. The local family farmers are dying literally and figuratively because they're being squeezed out by these big corporate greedy bums that run these big, huge organizations, and people aren't paying any attention to where the food comes from.
Well, there's one program that will go with that will actually contract with local restaurants to provide meals for senior citizens and those people who need food, and they'll get a breakfast, lunch, and dinner from a local restaurant, which is a really good program.
That's
there's
great.
Also another one where they'll contract with farmers to put together produce boxes, essentially, that will also be given to families in need. So those are two really good programs. I support government in that way. I think that it's they're using their powers for good at that point.
Yeah, they are. All right, so so far we've raised $15,000, $14,968 raised for this emergency, the radiothon that we're involved in today through the course of the day, and that hundreds of other radio stations, in addition to the people carrying the DJV show, will be participating in. There was really no goal set for this. It was just, let's help as many people as we can. So the event's going on all day on radio stations all across the country, national shows, local shows I think I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be a jerk, but I was the first guy. And when I saw this, I went right to work and said to the fellow that organized it, fellow Ron Stone, who owns a bunch of radio stations, and the Independent Broadcasters Association, which got behind him and this idea, because I'm an independent producer, the last one actually on the block, kids. I'm the last kid on the block doing this without any help from some big church or a big company. Or you know, it just is, in part, it becomes a love affair with the American people and what I think is important, the stories that are not necessarily going to be subversive or they're not going to be polarizing. Everybody, as Jennifer just said, can get behind helping people who are hungry. And it doesn't make any difference where you are. It just is a, this is a response fund, a national food and fundraising effort to support the people that we've just talked about and will continue to talk about all through the day. All the children that are living in hunger. We have a number of examples of these stories. So I'm going to ask you, Phil, to give us another one of the stories that we have of the people who are hungry, stories of people that are probably your neighbors.
We pray a lot. Don't know exactly how long we're going to be able to keep this up, but we're going to go as long as we can. And we stretch all the resources as far as we can. We are relying on resources in each parish where we ask for help from sheriff's departments and volunteer fire departments and, in some cases, National Guard to help us with the distributions. And we're just going to keep going as long as we can. You know, we're trying to keep everybody safe and keep our team safe. And we've been blessed so far, but we know that the demand is going to continue to increase. We keep finding communities where we have found need that we didn't know about before.
Well, there's plenty of need. That's Jane Velez, by the way. She runs the Louisiana Food Bank. And there are lots of people that said these food banks are all over the country, and they
and running out of supplies and
running
out
of food, running out of money. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's and some of them have a 70% increase in the need.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of discouraging when you look at it, especially in light of all the food we were just talking about that gets tossed. So there are probably ways if you don't have any money. You can volunteer if you want. You can volunteer from home. You can help a food bank. Responding to all of these needs is quite an operational nightmare, as you can imagine. And so find the local food banks. They're all part of Feeding America anyway, for the most part. And you can text your donation to feed at 95819. Have the donation link sent right to your phone. That's texting feed to 95819, or you can go right to djvshow.com or any of the other programs, the American Family Farmer Show.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com. There's a button at the top of the page. Click on that and tell us what you can do. What do you want to do? How can you help?
And just to kind of help people understand, this is a tough time for a lot of people. And if you still have your job or if you still have some source of income, you don't have to give a lot. $1 at Feeding America is 10 meals. $1 provides 10 meals. So don't feel like, I think a lot of people feel pressure, like, oh, I don't have enough money to donate. You can do a dollar. You can do $5. It doesn't matter. Any little bit does help a lot. $5, think about that. It's 50 meals. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Today is Honesty Day. We've spared someone's feelings, fudged the truth a little bit, just a little here and a little there, or maybe we've told an all-out lie. Honesty Day reminds us to pay attention to the words we speak. Author M. Hirsch Goldberg, who wrote The Book of Lies, Fibs, Tales, Schemes, Scams, Fakes, and Frauds That Have Changed the Course of History and Affect Our Daily Lives, created this day. Imagine that for the title of a book, The Book of Lies, Fibs, Tales, Schemes, Scams, Fakes, and Frauds That Have Changed the Course of History. Anyway, he placed it strategically on the final day of April to balance out April Fool's Day, which is all about lies, right?
So, that's true. April Fool's
Day
is all about lies.
I think you're exempt on April Fool's Day, aren't you?
Yeah. Thank you. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of sports here. Touch on a couple of things. Looks like the Japanese prime minister says the Olympics next year may be canceled if the coronavirus isn't contained. I'm trying to tell you something. There's going to be a whole lot of everything getting... This is a, if we can't contain this, if you believe some of the things that...
Way before that. That
Fauci, yeah, exactly, talks about. Wow. The prime minister told lawmakers there the games have to be held in their complete form with athletes and spectators. It would be impossible to hold the games, though, he said, in such a complete form unless the coronavirus is contained. He said he'll be in contact with the International Olympic Committee. The games have been pushed back, as you know, to next July, but there are concerns about the low rate of testing in Japan. Possibility a vaccine won't be widely available. I just don't get why there isn't testing. I just don't get it. This is really a huge loophole that we're finding here. Really bad management all the way around. It isn't just here, it's everywhere. And so I'm looking at some of the IOC member comments here. John Coates says, the advice we're getting from the World Health Organization, I'm not sure what that's worth, says that we should continue to plan for the date. And as of Wednesday, 14,000 people in Japan had tested positive, 400 people had died. So that's that deal. Now, let's see what else in sports. Commissioner from the NFL, Roger Goodell, announcing staff furloughs, salary reductions, and cuts in the NFL's pension plan. So what do you think that means? Are we going to have, wouldn't Fauci say yesterday that some sports are going to have to take a hike for this year? But I didn't get from it that
people, I think a lot of sports are actually going to come back, but I think they're going to come back with probably no crowd, no fans in attendance. So according to Major League Baseball, they're thinking about trying to come back on July 4th weekend. NASCAR's coming back on May 30th. They're going to do a big race on Memorial
Day.
So
what's Fauci talking about then? He's talking about
I think he means spectator sports like college football, which, you know, Doug, you went last year to the Ohio State game. You know that draws like, 50, 60,000 people.
Stands are full.
So I think... I don't know. It just seems, I think it's an all or nothing thing. Either you have spectators there and it's a normal game or you have nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you,
do
you,
it halfway.
It's weird.
We'll choose one out of three people who come to the gate.
Right. Socially distanced everybody.
I don't think so. Michelle, in television news, Michelle Obama's documentary coming next week. It's about the First Lady, or former First Lady. The documentary is called Becoming, which is the same title as her memoir. Remember, that came out a couple of years ago? And so what it does is cover some history of the Obama's life from the memoir, gives a behind-the-scenes look at experiences. Did they produce this themselves? Because they have their own production company,
they
get a deal with Netflix. They produced it themselves,
have I don't know how many projects they're supposed to deliver, but, yes, they have a production deal.
And that first, a show about me.
That documentary that, she's very popular. A lot of people
People watch it. Yeah, I think that's true. But it is, I was thinking that too, Jennifer, actually. Go ahead.
What was I going to say? That American Factory movie that you saw, Doug,
that was their
first project that they produced. It won the Oscar.
Good.
I haven't seen it, but, yeah.
And, by the way, it's typical of the problem that we have with the Chinese and something that has to be dealt with, them buying factories up in our country to produce stuff. We all thought that was fabulous and great and super duper, but when you find out what the Chinese are really all about, do we want to have them running some of our factories in this country? I'm not sure I'm too excited about that, but it was a very good portrayal, very good show that was available on Netflix and also in theaters as well. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keenan is here with me on the DJV program to go through a couple of stories that have technological significance. This one involves Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast, and it has to do with what we're living through, I guess, right now more than anything else, right?
It's true. It's what we're living through. So Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, T-Mobile, which now owns Sprint, all of them are extending their no late fee and no termination fee policies. So that's good news if for right now people who are struggling to pay the bills. And a lot of states came forward and passed executive orders through the governors saying that tech companies cannot kick you off the internet for at least 90 days. And so, and if you're, and your cell phone provider is not allowed to terminate your account if you can't pay your bill. So once again, communication is key. Call Verizon, call your provider and talk to them. Let them know what's going on. If you still have a job, let them know that. If you don't right now, let them know that. There are a lot of companies who are willing to, you know, normally I think a lot of these guys are the bad guys, but in this case, they are doing the right thing and they are trying to work with everybody. So here are some of the specifics. Verizon has extended all of this to June 30th. They were originally going to end it in mid-May, so that's great that they're actually extending that. AT&T and Comcast have said they'll do the same thing through June 30th. Now, for Verizon customers, you have to inform the company, like I just said. So you have to go on their website and fill out the hardship form. It's an online form. It's not that complicated, but it will allow you to let Verizon know what your situation is. Comcast said that it's making a move to help ensure that students can finish out the school year and remain connected to the internet because so many kids are learning from home right now, and that's important. Comcast also, like Verizon, said you need to inform them of your hardship. You don't want to get to a point where, you know, you think that everything's fine or you're just going to ignore the problem. You have to communicate with them. They said their care teams are available to offer flexible payment options, and they're going to work with you to figure out maybe the monthly, whatever your monthly bill is. If you can't pay it right now, they can add it on later on, work out a payment plan with them. T-Mobile and Sprint together, that's one company now, they also are offering all this through June 30th, and Sprint says they're waiving all of their fees for 60 days, but You have to go on their website if you're a Sprint customer and find out exactly how that might affect your monthly bill. But it is good news. They're all willing to work with you. You just have to take a little bit of extra time and go on their websites and call them if you have to and just communicate.
Motorola has announced the fastest 5G phone, the Edge Plus. Let's see what kind of danger we're getting into with that.
The Geek Out. Like a breath of fresh air, we're finally getting new smartphones to talk about. Last week, it was Motorola who rolled out a new flagship device with the new Edge Plus. It features a sizable 6.7-inch OLED screen that curves around the right and left edges of the device and is its most identifying feature. It's got all the computing power and a quad camera array, and not only is it 5G ready, Motorola claims it's the fastest 5G phone in the world. But its one real difference is it retains the headphone jack. The Motorola Edge Plus is exclusive to Verizon, releases May 15th, and starts at $1,000, and we've tweeted more at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's see. The next item of interest here, Victoria, is focused on those of us who have trouble with the IRS or who can't get to the IRS.gov to find out what the status is of your stimulus payments. So what's the advice here?
So here's the thing. There has been a glitch on the IRS.gov site. And if you go on to the site and you say payment stat, if you want to check your payment status, if you have not gotten your stimulus payment yet, which a lot of people have not.
And by the way, it's not easy to find. I went there yesterday. It's not easy to find even the button.
You have to
very
scroll
confusing.
Down a little bit. It's not that easy. But once people get to that page and they type in their information, social security number, the amount of your taxes from last year, whatever the info is that you need to put in there, they're finding an error message saying payment status not available. I know a ton of people personally that this has happened to. So it turns out one of the tech writers that I follow found that if you enter your street address in all capital letters, it will actually go through. Now, the reason for this, the glitch, not that anyone cares about the reason except that it works or not, but the reason is they've just done a huge update. And so a lot of people's new information has been uploaded. And for whatever reason, the little bit of a glitch in it likes all capital letters as opposed to, you know, typing it in regularly. So if you have been experiencing the payment status not available message, just go in, re-enter your street address with all caps, and it should go through.
All right. Good advice. Thank you for that. We continue. Don't forget to donate the Feeding America Emergency, part of RadioCares.org. The event taking place now, you can give, pledge whatever amount you can.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.